first squad car arrived a few minutes later. The uniformed officer talked with Ashley long enough to understand what was going on. A short time later, Larry Birch checked on Ashley before heading to the boathouse. She waited in the dorm proctor's office while the police collected evidence from the boathouse and searched the grounds for Joshua Maxfield. Half an hour after Birch's visit, the door to the office opened. Ashley looked up expectantly, hoping it would be her mother. Instead, Detective Birch entered and pulled up a chair next to Ashley. He seemed to be under a terrible strain.
"I have a question I need to ask you," the detective said.
"Okay."
"Your mother came to see me yesterday. She was very agitated. Do you know why she came?"
"No. I didn't even know she talked to you."
"Okay." Birch took a deep breath. "I'm afraid I've got bad news for you."
Birch took hold of Ashley's hands and looked into her eyes. Ashley tried to stop all of her thoughts.
"We know who was in the boathouse with Joshua Maxfield."
Ashley tensed.
"One of the women was Casey Van Meter. She's alive, but she's not conscious. She's been taken to the hospital."
"Who is the other woman?" Ashley asked. Her voice sounded far away to her, as if someone in another room had asked the question.
"She's dead, Ashley."
Ashley could not understand a word Birch was saying. The room spun around, and Ashley passed out. Birch had foreseen the possibility that Ashley would collapse and had made sure a doctor was available. After she came to, she couldn't stop crying. The doctor gave her a sedative and helped her to her room. Birch followed Ashley upstairs. He waited until she was under the covers. Birch left Ashley with the doctor as soon as a